The KYW News Radio Medical Report with Dr. Brian McDonough.
Sponsored exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
Electronic nicotine products have been aggressively marketed to young adults between the ages of 18 to 24. Initially, one of the arguments used to sell these products was a lack of information surrounding potential for addiction and long-term damage. We are now gathering data about addiction and health-related issues. As of 2022, it was estimated that 9 million young adults became users of electronic nicotine products. Over the past 12 months, about 3 million have tried to quit, but a significant percentage are having difficulty. A report in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests a need for a major effort to make counseling and medications available to help this group quit. Community outreach is important because many young adults do not seek medical care. I'm Dr. Brian McDonough, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.